Proclamation number 3189 of 12th of July, 1944. The power of divine love. Nature of God. The more impressively the strength of love is presented to the human being, the easier he will grasp the essence of the eternal deity, for he will then strive to test this strength. He will always and constantly practice love and consequently also be permeated by the eternal strength of love. But where God's love can become effective, wisdom is not far away either. Knowledge also flows to the human being there. He is guided into knowledge and God's nature also becomes more understandable to him. Even though he will never grasp the last on earth, even though he will never be able to fathom God's nature in all its depth, yet this is how far he penetrates in order to recognize God as an elementary power which is active everywhere in the universe and which only expresses itself in love. For everything that has been created and everything that takes place in the earthly and spiritual kingdom is based on his love. Thus love is the elementary power which visibly expresses itself to the human being who changes himself into love and now enters into tangible contact with the elementary power. Only the loving human being can understand it. Only the loving human being feels the strength of love in himself. And only the loving human being likewise enters the stage of emanation of strength. For God's strength of love flows towards him and makes him a bearer of strength who can now also distribute again what he receives. God is love. In God everything has its beginning and its end because it emerged from the strength of love and has to flow towards him again. As long as the human being is without love, he is also without strength. He is so unlike the essence of the eternal deity that he no longer has any connection with him, that the flow of strength which emanates from God does not touch him, and this means spiritual death for the being, because only where strength is there is also life. If love is presented to the human being as a redeeming principle, as a source of strength, as a direct emanation of God, who is love in himself, then he can open himself to this influx by virtue of his will, by becoming active in love himself and thereby drawing God to himself, whose emanation of love he can now feel as a pleasing feeling of strength which drives and enables him to always work again with love. This becoming aware of strength is also the awakening to life of the spirit, for as soon as the human being has once received, thus felt, the strength from God, his striving will be directed towards constantly receiving it, because the previous state of weakness now appears unbearable to him and he no longer wants to fall back into it. And the desire for God's love, for his strength, is also a guarantee for him that he will not go away empty-handed. For God provides everyone who wants to approach him with the strength of love. After all, this desire already proves his love for him. And in his desire for God, the human being will also give love to everything that surrounds him. He will practice neighborly love completely unselfishly. For this is the strength of divine love, that it shapes him into love who does not close himself off to it through his will. God's nature is love. He shares himself with all who do not oppose him, and he considers those who bend their will to him. He rewards their love for him through richest knowledge, for he guides them into truth and makes everything understandable to them so that they can mature in realization, so that they can grasp the essence of the eternal deity and strive ever more eagerly towards it by constantly being active in love. For God himself now works in them as soon as they practice love. God himself takes abode in the one who has shaped his heart into love. He is inseparably united with God, who is love himself, because he has changed himself into love, because he has re-entered the original state, because he has returned to the one from whom he originated. Amen.